It wasn't pretty like the movies. It was ugly. Alright, folks, that concludes the CanCon speed run of artists from BC, BC, Ottawa, or Ontario, and Alberta. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to very quickly go through the artists as they in order, starting. So we started that run with Bryce Wymenga with Siren Song, then Proto Proto with Daytime Television. OK Sounds Great with Riding, Chaser with Anything to Feel More Feminine, Inferium, The Calm That Burns Your Skin, Kyle Chester, Back Home, Mortical with INTLZTN Initialization 2035, Jude Rose with Corpse Flowers, Birdface with Rebirth, Highbush Caribou with Follow Me, and KN with Proteus. And also most recently there you heard Kanako Lumi with Supernova, and that I actually had to drop five songs off the end, so I had wanted to play more. Those five will go on to the beginning of next week's episode, and to shout them out right now: Bitter, Washed, Armageddon Speaking, Faces of Life, El Grito del Future, Heraclitus, Kimbo, and TJ Felix will all feature next week on the show. If you would like to send me your music, you can do so over at themarsh.ca. You can send an email to radio@themarsh.ca. This show, I think, has become clear as sort of a space for the weirdos. So send me your stuff. I want to hear it and I want to play it on the show. That's what I have to say there. You can also check out everything else that I'm up to at themarsh.ca. All of the music that I make. I make music as Megafauna, Grum Trencher, and Venereal. You can check all of that out. You can also see the zines that I'm working on. That's right, there are two now in the Marsh family of zines. Skulk Zine, which celebrates the art and culture of the Skeena-Bulkley Valley. You can submit to that zine by sending an email to skulkzine@themarsh.ca. The other one, called Glyph, is a Port Alberni-centric zine. Again, you can submit there by emailing glyphzine@themarsh.ca. The first issue of Glyph and second issue of Skulk are coming soon. They're both finished. They are basically ready to go, so you can expect to hear or to see them around soon, I hope. The other thing you can do is read the things that I write over on The Marsh. I sometimes use it as a little bit of a venting box, I guess. And so you can follow that to find everything else out. This month, July, we don't have a new Sierra Moose Records release, but next month, August, we are expecting Eternity by DCX 9000. And then in September, the self-titled Megafauna album. In October, something that I have not formally announced yet and probably won't give you any more details, I will be releasing Analog with Void Scan from Florida and Download History from Terrace. It is a co-release between Sierra Moose Records and Shift Control Music, and that is quite frankly all I'm